Behind the Squirrels Broadcasting Bootcamp. Attention. All right, who do I got here? Let's see. Students. Oh, boy. Oh, boy, oh, boy. These two. There's one guy who's in the class, every class. Dudio. What's up, Dudio?
Hi, Gary.
Not bad, not bad. And then I got the other guy, Pat Byrne.
Back for another.
You guys learning anything?
I've learned a lot so far. I've learned technique. I've learned form.
Okay. How about you, Pat?
I want to say yes, but, you know, I'm still here. Still here, Gary.
Wait. You want to say that you learned stuff, but you don't think you did?
Well, I think I would have graduated by now.
No! You got so much to learn! You're a rookie!
Yeah.
Who else is in my class? Oh, my God! Happy Mike, what are you doing in here?
Thanks. Yeah, I came back. You kicked me out the last time.
Yeah, because you didn't pay the $1,300.
Yeah. I thought that was a little exorbitant.
Yeah, don't worry. I got access to your PayPal! I'll get it one way or another. One way or another. I'll get your money. I'm going to get it. And then I got a celebrity broadcast expert to help from Cherry Blossom Clinic. Terry D, what's up?
Hi, Gary.
How are you? What's up?
Fantastic. Now that I see you.
Now you hear these broadcasters. They don't have what we have. When you hear something like Dudio, who's always like, I also go good. I also make Dudio. I also go. Well, yeah, Pat. Pat's like, I don't know whether I want to say I learned something or not. I don't know. Aren't you like, what's wrong with you?
I think they sound fantastic.
Thank you.
Really?
I mean, you know, from your classes.
I guess they're learning.
Yeah.
All right, let's see where these guys are at. Pat?
Yep.
What are your current broadcast goals? They seem to change every time we do one of these.
I'm just here to make friends.
Wait, what are you laughing at? You're one step away from being out of here, Liz.
Okay. All right. Sir? Do we call you sir?
Not my call.
Do we call you?
You call me Gary, but don't laugh in my class. It's not a comedy routine.
Okay. All right.
This is serious.
All right, Jack Webb.
Wait, what's that supposed to mean?
Ever see the DI?
What?
Jack Webb played a drill instructor.
The DI.
I think you'd like that movie,
yeah,
Gary.
I know you've seen the DUI. But that's one of the things you can learn is quick wit.
Mm-hmm.
Quick wit. You ever seen the DI? Jack Webb? Jack Webb's been dead for 80 years.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what timeliness with broadcasting. Timeliness. Pat. Tell me something current that makes you sound cool and young and hip.
Oh, boy.
Talk about it.
But
sound convincing.
Oh, no. What makes me sound cool and young and hip?
Ryan Lochte! Charlie XCX!
I don't know these people.
Brother. Mike.
Yeah.
You can usually fake your way through this stuff. Show them how to do it.
Young and hip?
Yeah, talk about something.
I don't know. Throw a topic at me and I'll talk about it.
The Olympics.
The Olympics. Okay. I didn't watch too much of it, but what was popular in the bars was the women's beach volleyball. Did you catch any of that, Gary?
No.
What? No? What was your favorite event?
I didn't watch it.
No?
I was too busy working on the syllabus for this class. All right.
I didn't get mine.
Do it again.
What is the required
You'll
reading?
You'll get it when the we have to take two PayPal payments.
Two PayPal.
Why, Gary?
I sound nothing like that. Exactly, I don't even have a southern accent anymore.
I'd have to say, of all the impressions, that one's probably most dead on.
Wow.
I listened to the last half hour of Power, and I would have to say that Jason's voice is so dominant in the mix. I don't know. Is he tweaking something on that board, maybe?
It's just called power, Mike.
Yeah.
You get right up in that mic.
I know how to use mic. I know how to use mic.
And it dominates the soundscape.
Look at him. He's up on the mic.
Yeah, he gets right up. I don't get that close.
It's proximity.
Okay, yeah.
Derek D.
Yes.
We're talking into a mic.
Uh-oh, sorry. Yes.
What's your philosophy?
What's my philosophy?
Yeah. To be yourself?
I'll use a windscreen.
Very good, very good. Windscreen.
Yes. Not to pop your peas?
Yes, you watch out for peas.
Not say
That's one of my problems. And you know. That kills me.
Yeah. Boring.
I did No, you're right. And the strange thing is, I did that when I was in the third grade, and it's still within me. I can't get rid of it.
Be like me. Take a deep breath before you talk. Mm-hmm. Think about what you say. One thing I'll say for duty. You don't get a lot of likes and ums and ahs from them. Well, that's right, Gary. I really try to stay ahead of that. So I don't do a lot of likes and ums and ahs.
It sounds like I was just on the microphone. And I wasn't.
But I was on the microphone.
Well, it's not fair if Gary has a recording of your voice that just keeps playing.
It's like you're throwing your voice into the puppet.
All right, Pat. You couldn't talk about something hip or cool. Make like you're a CBS FM DJ.
Pretend like I'm a CBS FM DJ?
Yeah, oldies.
All right. Hey, it's Cousin Brucey. We got some...
No, you're you!
Oh, so... Okay, so I'm a CBS FM DJ. Okay. Hey, it's Cousin Patty, and we got Beach Boys tickets to give away. So give us a call right now, 1-800-CBS-FM.
Not bad, not bad. Wait, what song is that?
That's,
Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny. Yellow Polka Dot Bikini.
No. Miracles.
Then why are you giving Beach Boys tickets away? You play the Miracles. I would do something like this. Hey, everybody, this is Cousin Gary. You listen to CBS FM. We got Beach Boys tickets to give away. And now let's hear something from the Beach Boys. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Do that.
Okay.
But you're not Cousin Gary.
Okay.
You're Cousin Patty.
hey, it's Cousin Patty, and I want to give away some Beach Boys tickets right now. So we're going to go to a Beach Boys song. Here's Help Me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda.
Pretty good. All that's right. An improvement. That's an improvement.
Thank you.
Now do to you. Oh, God.
He's going to kill
separation,
it.
This guy.
God, guy do it.
You think he's getting ready to...
I'm prepared. If there's one thing I've learned from your class, Gary, it is to be prepared.
That's true. When do you see yourself as a broadcaster in 5 years?
Well, I hope in 5 years I have a morning show in a mid to large market.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, nice and... having a good time talking about great things on the morning and playing some great tunes.
What do you think of that, Terry?
I think it's... First of all, I thought you were going to ask him to do the CBS 101 oldies DJ exercise. I thought you were going to...
I'd love to hear your for that. I was preparing for that.
Guy. But... So.
I knew you were, which is why
I threw throw on my, yeah, true.
I want you, Dudia.
Yes.
Do as if you're at the grocery store.
Uh-huh.
Talking about sales. And then there's like a spill in an aisle. Or someone drops some eggs.
Okay. What? Here at Stop and Shop, we've got a great deal on sell. There is a spill in aisle 12. Please clean up the spill in aisle 12.
Wow.
Not bad.
That.
Not bad. Mm-hmm. You're learning.
Thank you, Gary.
It warms my heart. Now let's do the classic round the horn game. Helps all your broadcasts. You tell a story. Each person gets one word to keep the sentence going. Starting with Mike, you started.
Once
there
was
a
big
balloon
that
flew
in
the
rain
up.
Do we need some punctuation there?
No! You know what the thing is with you, Mike?
Yeah.
Your strong suit.
Yeah.
And your weak suit. Same thing. Independent streak.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I thought of a hip young topic we could talk about.
Okay, let's hear it.
Stranger Things.
I don't want you to do to you talk about it. You want it too bad. God, do to you.
Just talk about Stranger Things?
Make like you're doing a talk show, and the latest topic is Stranger Things!
Well, Stranger Things is a great show. I watched it all in one weekend. Eleven is definitely the best character that's been on TV in quite some time. It's great also to see Winona Ryder back on TV.
No, it really is great to see Winona Ryder back on TV. There's a student who's always in my class. He really chaps my ass. Do-do-do-do-do.
Wow.
Thanks, Gary.
Pat, what Dudio's worst, what's the worst thing about Dudio's technique?
Well,
the phony
it's,
voice.
It's so good that it makes me look bad. How about that? Team Dudio.
He's incapable of throwing anyone under a bus.
Pat Dudio. What's the worst thing about Pat's broadcasting? Too loosey-goosey.
He could tighten it up, but the way he does it right now, there's a lot of life in it, and it sounds great.
guys going in on an apartment together.
Get a room.
Hey. Not everything has to be sleazy. He's, well, my wife, like my partner, so he keeps it so loose, but that's what makes it so strong. Oh, my God. Dude, you're never going to graduate. Gary's Broadcasting Boot Camp. Can rhyme, the rhyme game. I want to hear how many times you can rhyme the word. Show.
Bow.
Just the students.
Blow.
I want you to judge this, Terry.
Okay.
Crow.
Go.
No.
Flow.
Doe.
Stow.
Bow.
You said it already. Yeah.
Bow and arrow? What?
Fair
like
enough.
Like a bow and arrow?
You did a different bow. Going back to... Who's next?
Wait, who is next?
You.
Me? Did someone do show?
Yeah, I did! When I said it was the word we were going to rhyme off of!
Well... I guess I'm out.
I'm bump. You're not going to pay $1,400 a class. $1,400 for you, Pat.
Okay, but I was told we were going to meet Elvis Duran at some point. Is that not happening?
Ooh.
Wow.
I read that on the brochure.
Oh, my.
Ooh.
Goes right up on the
blogger, 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 blogger. That's me, Rudio, everybody. I want to tell you all about Stranger Things. It's a wonderful show on Netflix. Well, I really watched it all in one day.
There's that recording again.
I think that windscreen prevents Dudio from swallowing the mic. Otherwise, he would swallow the thing.
Ouch.
Wow.
I mean, it's close.
Listen, Mike, I can take it from Gary.
I think this is where I can go and the studio get a swallow to my... You...
Yeah.
Constructive criticism. Okay. For you, Mike.
All right.
Your technique sucks.
I can't disagree.
Your voice is boring.
I can't disagree.
You got nothing to say.
Well, sometimes.
You're a snooze. But there's still something there.
Okay.
That makes people want more.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I will allow you to keep taking the class. Because I see something there.
Thank you, Gary.
Dodio, evaluation.
Okay.
Your voice is somehow getting phonier. And faker. Okay.
I can feel that.
More insincere than anything I've ever heard.
It's just cold, isn't
it? I actually believe the opposite of what you're saying. At this point, everything sounds like the opposite's probably true because you sound... It's bordering on sleazy now.
Okay, okay.
Hey, it's my Dorio. That's all Stranger Things. I really enjoyed it.
I could take notes. I'll tune it back.
Pat...
Yes.
You're rambling. Unfocused. But you still got some.
That's
I'm
fair.
I'm going to let you keep taking the class.
Thanks, Gary.
But Terry T.
Yes.
What advice would you give these aspiring broadcasters?
Oh, I would say keep reaching for the stars.
It's good advice. It's
I
good
like
advice.
That. Yeah, I like that a lot.
Class.
But keep your feet on the ground.
Keep your feet on the ground. Everyone. Please, see you at the next Broadcasting Boot Camp. Dismissed!